you've joined in a conversation on COVID-19. I'm Sneha Murdani. Let's talk about what the government is saying. The government of India says that questions are now being raised about the success of the lockdown and what did it finally end up achieving, given the fact that the number of cases have only gone up after the lockdown, even after the most stringent one that was imposed right in the very beginning. We were able to upgrade the infrastructure to improve our response to COVID-19 management, is what the government says. The period of the lockdown has been gainfully utilized to ramp up the healthcare infrastructure in the country. The government says that we are proud of having a good recovery rate of over 40%. Our testing capacity has also increased to the extent that we are testing more than 1 lakh samples a day right now. The number of samples tested in the country as far as RT-PCR tests are concerned has gone up to more than 26 lakh. There are more than 555 testing labs in the country, of which 391 are in the government sector and 164 are private labs. The government says that ICMR, the Indian Council of Medical Research, in collaboration with the Department of Health and Family Welfare and the National Center for Disease Control, with support from state health departments and other key stakeholders like the World Health Organization, the country is conducting a community-based sero survey to estimate the prevalence of SARS-CoV-2 infection in Indian population. This obviously is to rule out community transmission, which the government believes has happened but only in smaller pockets. Overall, the government continues to maintain that we still are not in the stage of community transmission. Let's talk about what the government is saying about healthcare infrastructure. 3,027 dedicated COVID-19 hospitals and COVID healthcare centers, along with more than 7,000 COVID care centers, have been identified. The government says we've done enough in terms of creation of healthcare infrastructure, 2.81 lakh isolation beds, more than 31,000 ICU beds, and more than 1 lakh oxygen-supported beds have already been identified in dedicated COVID hospitals. This obviously is in anticipation of the fact that there could be more cases in the country in terms of people having severe infection and would require critical care. Right now, the government says that the percentage is minuscule. It's not even worrisome. The government of India has also said that it is working towards supplying many more PPE kits, coveralls and also N95 masks to states. Nearly 3 lakh PPE coveralls and 3 lakh N95 masks are now being manufactured today by domestic producers, although they were not produced in the country earlier. We've spoken about this in the past as well. The government has said, and the Prime Minister has also reiterated, that before the pandemic broke out, we were pretty much relying on other countries like China for our PPEs, because the cloth that was being manufactured in countries outside of India and not in India. From that point in time, in the month of January until today, we are in a position to manufacture our own PPEs, and that's what we are doing. The government in the past has done this and continues to do this. Comparing India's figures with those of other countries, saying that the number of cases are way lower. If you compare it with the population, we stand at 7.1 per lakh population, and that is way lower than many Western countries, including the US. So what exactly is India's position? The government, however, has not really underscored the fact that our testing is also way below in comparison to other countries. Is it a fact that we are testing not as much and hence we are not showing as many cases? Has our doubling rate, which stands at 13 days now, better than Western countries, or are Western countries doing much more better? These are questions that the government would be interested in answering. As of now, the government's interaction with the press and through the press with the country has gone down significantly. From press briefings 7 days a week, it was brought down to 4 days a week, and now there is absolutely no clarity on whether the government is also going to be speaking once a week. So what's really going on? Until we find out, we hope to continue to getting you information from the government on the record, off the record, on what exactly is India doing. One piece of suggestion And that's how I would always like to end this podcast, is that in spite of the lockdown being eased out, always remember that how we deal with the situation in terms of dealing with this infection depends a lot on what we do, on how we handle ourselves, on how often we go out needlessly, on how we avoid or how we ignore important rules and directions for social distancing. The growth of the infection and the trajectory it takes is going to depend a lot on how people are behaving. So let's ensure that we continue to do our bit to keep the infection at bay. Thank you for joining in this podcast. Bye-bye.